Welcome to MN90, Minnesota History in 90 Seconds.
Rene Valdez fled Cuba because life as a gay man under Fidel Castro could only lead to prison. So spring 1980, he joined the flood of Cubans cramming onto boats in Havana's Mariel Harbor to cross 90 miles of water to political asylum in Miami. Between April and October 1980, some 125,000 Cubans, several thousand of them gay men, made the journey during what was called the Mariel Boat Lift. Many had family and friends in the United States. Those who didn't, however, ended up in detainment camps. Rene Valdez was detained at Fort McCoy, Wisconsin, where in June 1980, two Minneapolis gay activists, Tom Higgins and Bruce Brockway, turned up. They were there to specifically help the gay Cuban refugees find sponsors and homes in Minneapolis or wherever they wanted to go. That's how on July 15th, Rene Valdez ended up on an RV heading west to his new home in Minneapolis. Activists Higgins and Brockway ultimately relocated 90 Cubans.
MN90 is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities. Made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Online at mn90.org.